The Hawaii Martin Mars water bomber could be ready to start moving overland from Patricia Bay to the BC Aviation Museum as early as Wednesday. Nickel Brothers Moving was fitting girders under the massive plane on Tuesday and lifting it onto a swiveling trailer in preparation for the 3.2 kilometers journey, said museum president Steve Nicol. He said the Victoria Airport Authority has been unbelievably cooperative in allowing us to move the plane. The movers will be allowed to bypass runways in getting the plane to the museum, where it will be a feature display, Nicol said. Nicol said the timing of the move depends on several factors involved with loading and securing the plane at Patricia Bay. It's expected to take several hours to move the massive airplane with a truck and specialized trailer. No specific time was given as to when the move will start. The Hawaii Martin Mars is 185 feet long with a 200-foot wingspan and weighs about 76,000 pounds. The cockpit is 38 feet off the ground. Moving it from the Institute of Ocean Sciences and Canadian Coast Guard facility at Patricia Bay to the Aviation Museum involves preparation and precision, Nicol said. The plane will cross West Saanich Road and into the Victoria International Airport lands. West Saanich Road is expected to be closed for several hours in the afternoon. Nicol is asking the public to avoid the area while the delicate operation is underway. Plans call for fencing will be taken down at Patricia Bay and the airport to allow the plane to pass through, and other obstacles such as light standards will be removed. The plane's epic final flight from Sprott Lake and the move from the water at Patricia Bay are being filmed and will likely be part of the Martin Mars exhibit. Thousands of people watched the historic final flight as the Hawaii Martin Mars, escorted by the Canadian Forces Snowbirds, made its way from Coulson Aviation's home base near Port Alberni down the east side of the island to Patricia Bay on August 11. The plane was removed from the water on August 15 in an operation that took 5.5 hours. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.